Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder, let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Sibian, Rav Yosef. Today's daf was Beitz Daf Chafei. We are broadcasting live from the Kamenetsky Sukkah. Thank you for joining. Agut Mayed, Chanachenach, David Yoshua, Reuven, Eitan, Yaakov, and Reb Mordechai. Let's pick it up from the top of Chafei Amid Aleph. The Gemara says as follows. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav HaSocher Amas HaMayim. Let's say a person has like a stream that like goes through his backyard. And he doesn't check to see whether there are fish in there or not, but he stops up the stream, Erev Yontif. He blocks it Erev Yontif. Now this accomplishes two things. Any fish that are inside it are now considered to be trapped from Erev Yontif, and it's also not Mukta. So, HaSocher Amas HaMayim Erev Yontif Ulamachar Hishkim Matzah Badagim. So the next morning, Yontif morning, he wakes up and he sees there's fish in there. He didn't check it beforehand. Mutarin. So those fish are okay because he did an action on Erev Yontif to stop up the thing, which means he's trapped them already Erev Yontif. So they're already trapped. They're not Mechusat Seida. And they're also not Mukta because he designated them by trapping them. Ask the Gemara Amrav Chistami Divir Rabbeinu Nilmod. Chaya Shekinana Bepardes Einat Sri Chazimun. So Rav Chista makes a statement and says, from this statement of Rav, we could also derive that if an animal comes into your backyard and sets up shop, he sets up like a den. An animal sets up a den and it gives birth to little animals that can't go anywhere. A good Mayid Reb Zalman. The animals, when they're born, they can't go anywhere. So it should be the same thing. Since they can't go anywhere, the animal set up shop from before Yontif. You see these little baby animals in the backyard, Yontif. So you're allowed to shech them and eat them. Einat Sri Chazimun, you don't have to designate them because from the fact that they're so small, they're not going anywhere. You knew from Erev Yontif, they're not going anywhere. So you don't need Zimun. Says the Gemara, are these two things really the same issue? Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman was a student of Rav also, and he was friends with Rav Chista. He was a student of Rav. He was a fellow student of Rav. He was friendly with Rav Chista. Amar Rav Nachman, Nofal Chavrin Barav Ravasa. My friend Rav Chista is getting his head into a big machlokas about this. By making this statement, by comparing these two things, he's inviting and opening himself up to a lot of questions. Now, before we get to what the questions are, the Gemara says, Ikadamri. Some say that this original statement was not made by Rav Chista. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. It was really Rabba Bar Rav Huna talking. Mi divrei Rabbeinu Nilmod. From our Rebbe, we could learn Chai Shekinan Beparis Einat Tzricha Zimun. And Amar Rav Nachman, to him Rav Nachman said, Nofal Bar Chavrin Barav Ravasa. The son of my friend. Apparently, Rav Nachman was friendly with Rav Huna. So he said, the son of my friend is getting himself involved in something you could ask questions on. Now, what's the question you could ask against this? There's a very obvious difference. Hasam, by the case of the animal, Loi Ka'avit Maiseh, you didn't do anything to designate these animals. But Hacha, by the case where you stopped up the stream, you blocked the stream, Erev Yontif, so you're thereby designating the animals. Ka'avit Maiseh, you blocked up the stream. So that's designating them. Since by the animal that set up shop in your backyard, nobody designated anything, so it's mukta. It says the Gemara. Now, the Gemara's first question was just a logical one. Now the Gemara asks from a Braisa. Velo ba'izimun, you mean tell me this animal that sets up shop in your backyard and gives birth to little babies that aren't going anywhere? Do not require zimun. I'll show you a braisa that says they do. Vatanya, chaya shekinana b'pardes tzricha lizamein. Black on white. If you have a wild animal that sets up shop in your backyard, so you have to designate them on Erev Yontif so that it shouldn't be mukta. Vitzipor dror, tzarech likshar b'knofek k'dei shel tischayef b'ima. And if this tzipor dror, this very quick bird, gives birth to a baby who's not so quick but looks exactly like mommy, so you have to tie the baby's wings together to show that it could be used on Yontif, so that we don't confuse it with the mommy. The mommy is too fast. The mommy, you're not allowed to use any yontif because the mommy's going to dart away. We learned about that already. But ve'edos she'idim pishmaya v'avtalion. Vizu, and this is Eidos Shehidim Peshai Vavtalion. This was testimony from Shmaya Vavtalion. So this brisa says clearly that animals that set up shop in your backyard, you do have to designate them. Answer the Gemara, Tiyufta. You're right. This brisa rejects the original statement. Says the Gemara, but now we have a brisa that says the opposite. Says the Gemara. Umi boy zimun, do these animals that set up shop in your backyard really, yes, require designation? V'atayim v'atayim b'raisa, Amar Rav Shimon Elazar said as follows, Modim b'shayim b'silo. So 2 weeks ago on Daf Yud, we had a Mishnah that talked about how do you designate doves on Erev Yontif. Either you have to touch them, like shake them, lana'anea, or it's enough just to speak. Machlok is b'shayim b'silo, you could just designate them with your words. But both Beis Shammai agree Modem Beis Shammai Sillo Al Shehizminon Besoch HaKein Umatza Lifnei HaKein Shasurin. They both agree. Man, I don't know if I should have given Daf Yomi outside with the airplanes going over my sukkah here, but okay, sorry about Kennedy Airport. That's what happens when you live in the five towns. But anyway, so every 2 minutes we're going to get an airplane now. So Beis Shammai agree that if you designate two doves that were inside the nest, inside the chicken coop, and then you come back the next day and there's only two of them in front of it and there's nothing inside, so they're all usher because we don't assume they're necessarily the same birds. When do you have to designate the birds in Erev Yontif? Bione Shovach v'Yoni Aliyah, Vitziparim Shekirinu B'tvichanu V'Bira, these like wild birds. Aval Avazim V'Tana Golem, but ducks and chickens that just hang out in your courtyard. V'Yoni Hardeseos, V'Chaya Shekirinu B'Pardes, and the wild animal that sets up shop in your orchard on Erev Yontif. Mutarin V'Ein Srichin Zimun. Black on white, they don't need Zimun. So we had one brisa that said they do need Zimun. Now we have a brisa that says they don't need Zimun. Well, now we'll get to answering up that brisa in a minute. But Tzipor Dror, Tzricha L'kasha B'knafek D'eshlo Tizchalef B'ima, and this wild bird, so you have to tie the baby's wings together so you don't confuse the baby with the mommy. Apparently when the baby was born, it's born like the same size as the mommy. V'ham kusharin v'ham minu onin. And birds that were tied together with their wings or that were already designated in a public area, beboros ubebatun uveshichin ubemaaros mutarim. Since they were designated, you're allowed to take them, even though they're in these places that are attached to the ground. Ubeilanos, but if the birds are in trees, asurin, you're not allowed to use them. Shema yalav yitlosh, because if the birds are up in the tree, we're afraid you're going to go climb the tree on Yontif and get them. Now, v'hamukshan v'haminu onin. If people had designated, they tied them together, or tied the wings together, or they had designated them from before Yontif, b'chol makom, even a place that's a public area, asur mishum gezel. So once somebody designated them, not only is it work for muktzah purposes, but it also works to acquire them from hefker. If people have gone and tied the wings together, or they picked them up, that's what some say. So they're asur mishum gezel. Take a look at Rashi, and enjoy the plane as I'm talking. But Rashi says, take a look at Rashi. Hamukusharim, yeah, about three quarters of the way down the page. Hanimtzam chomakum af b'chol asurin lamotz an mishum gezel. Sharishin shakashin oninan kinaan bahag b'hasam. If you tie them together or you designate them, that means you have to pick them up. So you're kona with hagbah. Shehefker nikna b'hagbah. That's the way Rashi learns. Take a look at Tosfos. Hamakusharin, second Tosfos on the page, disagrees with Rashi. Pirish Rashi rishon kana osam b'hagbah. V'loni here, d'lo shayach kan b'hagbah. What do you mean? You just moved it. You didn't do hagbah. You just moved it. Ela could Irene and Habata Kona Behefker, just looking at them could be Kona and Hefker. Holum is Asik Hubang Tsa. Since you're dealing with them a little bit, so Habata, even just looking at it, could be Kona and Hefker. Fascinating. So at any rate, this Brisa clearly contradicts the other Brisa. Answer the Gemara, Amar of Nachman Lokashya. Haba Habima. The babies don't require designation. The mommy, who set up shop in your backyard, she can run away, so she, you have to designate. Says the Gemara, Ima Bezimun Sagila, Seyde Mal Yusebai. What do you mean? You have to trap the mommy from Erev Yontif. Forget about Mukta. The thing isn't trapped. So that answer doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara gives a different answer. Elamar of Nachman Yitzchak Edivi Edivi Dida. No, they're both talking about the babies, which can't run away. So there's no tseida problem. Ha begina hasmucha leir, ha begina sheena smucha. So the brisa that permits them without designation is talking about an orchard that's very close to the city. So you see it all the time. You're there all the time. You know the animals that are there, and it's very easy for you to get them. And you rely on the fact that there are going to be animals there, so you always know they're animals, that you don't have to specially designate them. But if the orchard is way out in the suburbs, you're never there. You're not there all the time. You don't know. So therefore, you have no idea, you know, what's going on there, Erev Yontif. So we don't assume your das, your natural das, is not going to be to take animals from there. So you have to go out there before Yontif and designate them in order to use them on Yontif, because it's not something that you usually use. Okay? Next Mishnah. Now, let's say you have an animal that is dying. Now, it's not a trefa. It's like it got sick or something. It's not a trefa. A trefa is an animal that, let's say, has a hole in its lung. It's going to die within 12 months. This is an animal that got a fever and it's like dying. And you don't want to lose the animal because it's a lot of money. Now, you already had your yontif meal, so you don't need for yontif. Can you shecht it on yontif so you don't lose all the money? Oh, says the Gemara, behema misukenes. You have an animal that's sick and it's dying, and you don't want it to become nevela. Lo yishchad elam kein yeshos biyom lechem and kazai tzli. You're not allowed to shecht it unless there's enough time in the day that you could still eat a kazayis of roasted meat from it. There's enough time left in the day before it gets dark. Since if you wanted, even though you're not planning on eating from it, since if you wanted, you could eat a little bit from it. So, since it's a case of hefsid meruba, you're losing a lot of money, the rabbis permitted the Isser Drabana. In other words, since, again, it's not like you're so overstuffed that you couldn't eat anything. You want it, you could eat a kazayas. So, it's asr to do malacha for tomorrow. However, if you could have gotten hana from today, even though you don't really want it, nevertheless, there's no Isser Doraisa. It's only an Isser Drabana. And therefore, it's a meleches ochel nefesh. You don't need it at all because you already ate. But since if guests would come, you could serve it to them. It's considered to be meleches ochel nefesh. And it's not asim midorais, asim midorabanan. And therefore, the rabbis permitted it for hefsid merubah. So says the Ramban and the Shita Mekubetzes. Fine. So this Mishnah seems to be Golden coin to me and says Hoel. But that's the opinion of Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva Omeretz, Rabbi Akiva is even, it sounds like he's being more lenient. The Rishonim have a whole discussion what the machlokas is. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afilu Kizayas Chai. Rabbi Akiva says, you don't even have to roast it. Even less time. Even a kazayas of raw meat that you don't even have to salt it. Now, this is an interesting halacha. Mibes tvichasa, from the place where you shechted it. Even if there's just enough time, let's say there's not enough time to roast a kazayas, but there's only enough time to eat a raw piece of meat. Now, interesting. eating a raw piece of meat from an animal, even though there's blood inside, it wasn't salted. So the halacha is that it's permissible. You don't have to salt it. You only have to salt meat that you're going to cook. But if you're going to eat it raw, as long as you wash it off and there's no blood on the outside, if there's blood on the inside of the animal, blood on the inside, there's no isser of eating blood when the blood is on the inside. You only have to salt. Now, if you roast it, so the roasting is so hot that the roasting brings out all the blood and dries up the blood. If you're cooking it, you got to salt it. But if you're just eating it raw, if you wash it off, there's no blood on the outside, there's only blood on the inside, you are allowed to eat that blood. I don't know why somebody would want to eat that, but as long as there's enough time to eat it, to eat a little piece of raw meat near where you shechted it, so you don't even have to skin it, you don't have to salt it. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Now, shechta basadeh, if you slaughtered the sick animal out in the field, now some say this even applies to a healthy animal that you slaughtered out in the field. So machlokas, whether this is just by a unhealthy one or a healthy one. Shachta basade lo yiviena bamot ubamota aval maybe biyado evarim evarim. We don't want you making a big deal out of shechting this animal in the field and then making a huge production out of bringing... Now, even though when you cut it up and carry the little pieces of meat, you're going to have to make more trips, it's going to be more work, but it's less public. Rashi says a svar here of avsha milsa. It's like it's a bizayon to yantiv to make like a big production out of carrying this meat. Let's see Rashi. You see on the third wide line in Rashi towards the bottom of the page. Take a look at Rashi. Lo yivin b'shneim b'shnei b'de'adam mishum da avsha milsehi. It's like umizalzel b'yontif. It's like making a big production out of this, and it's a bizayon to the yontif. Again, machlokas, is this even by any healthy animal you shouldn't make a big production, or just by the sick one? Avon maybe be other varm, but you can bring him limb by limb. Says the Gemara. Amar Rami bar Abba, Heshet v'nituach be'ola v'hu adin lekatzavim. So Rabbi Abba says like this. The Torah says explicitly that you have to do, so you have to skin the animal, and then you have to split it up into pieces for a carbon ola before you makrev it on the mizbeach. Right, you're not allowed to be makrev, burn the animal when it's whole. You got to skin it, and you got to flay it. I think that means you got to cut it into pieces. So from this we learn, v'hu adin l'katzavim, and this is true for any butcher, for any meat. Mikan lim de Torah derech eretz le'yuchal adin basa kodem hefshev v'nituach. The Torah is teaching you derech eretz that you should not eat any meat before you skin it and cut it up. Because you should have patience. Like, cut it up. Don't eat the meat when it's don't just roast the whole thing and take a bite out of it when it's this massive thing. You should have patience and first cut it up and do it properly. What's the reason? Says Gemara, my kamashlan. What's the chiddush of this? Is this derech eretz? Or is this that it's usser, because we're afraid maybe you'll find a trefa if you don't cut it up? So do we consider the whole animal as a suffix trefa before you could find any simani trefos? And is that why you have to cut it up, or is it just derech eretz? Says the Gemara, ilema lafuki midirav huna. If you'll tell me that he's coming to exclude the words of Rav Huna, dam Rav Huna, behema b'chaya b'cheskas isser omedes. While an animal is alive, so all the pieces of the animal are usser to eat because of Eiver Menachai. And therefore, if when you shecht it, you're not sure, maybe it's a trefa, so it has a chazak of being usser, ad sheyivad al chabamen nishchata, until you can prove that it was shechted without it being a trefa. Nishchata b'cheskas heter omedes. Once you shecht it, So then it's becheskas heter, because most animals are not shreifas, and therefore you are allowed to eat from the animal without a bedika, and therefore the chiddush of this din is only derech eretz. And therefore, so that's one way of looking at it. Somebody wants to know, what is Rami Bar Abba teaching us by telling us that katzavim limducha Torah derech eretz lechaldem basar kodem hevshivituch? Is it just derech eretz, or is it a real halacha? He says, my kamashlon, what's he teaching us? If you want to tell me, he's coming to teach us that once the animal is shechted, since most animals are not shreifas, so once the animal is shechted, we could assume it's kosher. So Rami Bar Chama, if we say that, Rami Bar Chama is coming to exclude Rav Huna, because Rav Huna seems to say, right, Rav Huna says, once the animal's shechted, it's becheskas kashrus, because most animals are not treifas. But Rami Bar Abba, by saying, it's derech eretz, shelo yochal adam basar, kodem ef shaitan. So Rami Racham is coming to argue in Rav Huna. Rami Racham is saying that no, that even before you find the animals a treifa, Rami Racham is saying that we assume every animal that's shechted is a suffix treifa. And therefore, it's usser to eat the meat until you cut it up and check out to see whether or not everything is a treifa. And if you find a treifa, it's usser. Even though the treifa might have happened after the shechita, says the Gemara, if that's true, that can't be. But didn't we learn a Mishnah? Kid Rav Huna, we have a Beferish Mishnah that supports Rav Huna, who said that it's actually Becheskas Kashrus. And Rami Bar Abba cannot argue on a Mishnah. This none. Because we went to our Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Afil Kazayas Chai, mi beis tvichasa. My lab, mi beis tvichasa mamish. So Rabbi Kiva said, right after you shechted, you can just take a piece right from there. So you see, you don't got to say maybe the animal's a suffix treifa. So Rabbi says, no, that's not a proof. That's not a raya. Lo, maybe Rami Rachama really does argue in Rav Huna. The Mishnah doesn't mean that. Mimakom shetovachas achilasa. It doesn't mean from the place where you shechted it. It means from the place where the animal grinds up its food, namely in the animal's stomach. But it's really after you cut it up. Ask the Gemara about Tani Rabbi Chia. Malkom tzvichas amamish. But Rabbi Chia learned, no, that it's really talking about the place that you shechted. So you're right, says the Gemara. Ella, you're right. It's the Malkom Mashchit. Rami Bar Chama, Orech Ara Kamash Malon. No, Rami Bar Chama, he's not telling you a halacha. He's not telling you that you have to cut it up first. Orech Ara Kamashma. Really, Rami Bar Chama agrees to Rav Huna that the animal is becheskas kashrus. So why do you have to cut it up first? So Orech Ara Kamashma, he's just telling you derech eretz. Did we show him talk about it? I mean, doesn't he say it's derech eretz? What are you asking? What the story is? He said derech eretz. That means it's not a halacha. But anyway, Orech Ara Kamashma. No, it's not derech eretz to eat from an animal before you skin it. So just like we find that Tanaim learned Derech Eretz from other things, as we'll see in a minute, Kidisanya, we learned in a Braisa, Lo yochal adam shum ubatzal mirosho elame olav, a person should not eat garlic or an onion from the top of it, which is the most enjoyable, the best part of the onion, and the garlic is the top of it. Start with the leaves, which is the lesser favorite part. Don't eat it from the top of it, which is the main and the best part. Rather, start with the leaves. Ve'im achal hareze ra'avtan. If you go straight for the best part of it, that shows that you're a chazer. You should first eat, like, you know, the side dishes, and then you get to the main course. Kayotze bo lo yishta adam koso bevas achas. A person shouldn't swig his whole cup of wine in one shot, bottoms up. Vimshas areis a gargaron. And if you swig the whole cup of wine at one shot, you're a pig. You're a pig. So too we say, even though the animal is kosher, you don't have to worry about trefa, but you should cut the animal up anyway because you don't want to seem like a pig and a hog having the whole thing together. Let's continue. Tanarabana. Hashosa kosa babas achas. Person swigs his whole wine in one shot. Hareza gargaron. Shnayim derech eretz. If you drink the cup in two swigs, that's normal. Shlosha migase haruach. If you do it in three swigs, so then you're already finicky. You're showing, oh, you're a dainty person. You just take a little sip at a time. So that's arrogance. That's arrogance. Because you're showing that you're not a gargaron. Okay. Another statement of Rami Bar Abba. Va'amar Rami Bar Abba, chatsuva, a grass, a certain type of grass that shoots, what does the English say you guys have in chatsuva? Does he tell you what type of grass it is? It's a type of grass that goes straight down into the ground. It doesn't go left and right. Mikater raglei andirishaya. So rishayim that go into other people's fields. So this grass proves these rishayim as bad people. Here you have grass, and it doesn't grow left and right. It goes straight down. So this grass proves that rishayim who go into other people's fields and cross over other people's boundaries, they're wicked people, and it cuts off their legs. If the grass knows how to behave, then the rishayim should know how to behave. So this grass is proving these people wrong. Nitiya, planting orla plants, which you're not allowed, when you plant orla, you're not allowed to eat them for 3 years. So you have patience. You plant orla, a tree, you can't eat it for 3 years. You're going to harvest it on the fourth year. Netia mekater aglan dekatzvaya udebalei nidos. So, from the din of Arla, we prove that the butchers and a person who's a boel nida, a person who has relations with his wife when she's a nida, he has no patience. So you see, Arla shows you the patience that you have to have, and it proves these people who the butcher, who just digs in. They eat from the animal right after it's shechted, and they don't first skin it, and they don't first cut it up like a more normal human being. They're just like, they can't wait to have the steak. They just dig right in before it's even cut up. Or Bali Nidos, a man who doesn't wait for his wife to go to the mikveh. So Arla, the din of Arla, proves that a Jew knows how to wait for things, and you shouldn't be such a pig. And says the Gemara, and here we launch into the rest of the Agadah to the Daf. Oh man, we need Kirshner for this. He just disappeared from the Zoom. Turmusa is a type of legume that you cook it 7 times in order for it to get sweet. And here we go, Rabosai. Dafyomi coincidences, and here we go. Preparation for Simchas Torah like you've never seen before. Here we go. Turmusa, mikater raglen d'sanei shel Yisrael. Turmusa obligates, it says the enemies of the Jewish people, but it means the Jewish people themselves. The Gemara doesn't want to say it's Mechayev the Jews. So it says it's Mechayev the enemies of the Jews. Shenemar, Pasuk in Shoftim, by Yosef ben Yisrael, Asas Rabbe Ne Hashem. The Jewish people did bad in the eyes of Hashem. Hayavdu es Haba'alim es Hashtaros. Eselokei Elohei Aram, Eselohei Tzidon, Eselohei Moav, Eselohei Bnei Amon, Eselohei Plishtim. The Jewish people worshipped Avodah Zarah 7 times. Vayazus Hashem v'lo avadu. Even after the 7 times, they still left Hashem and they did not serve Him. So the Gemara is saying, there's this legume called the turmus, where you cook it 7 times and then it finally gets sweet. It's bitter, you can't eat it till you cook it 7 times, then it gets sweet. Only after 7 times. And Klal Yisrael worshipped Avodah Zarah 7 times. And still, we didn't get the message. Even after getting punished 7 times, we still didn't get the message. We didn't return to HaKadosh Baruch. So, this Tormus is an indictment of Klal Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, Mimash Mishner Vayaz, Hashem Yadir Shalav Adu. Why does the pasuk have to say they left God, they didn't serve Him? Ma tam lomar v'lo avadu. Why does it double that up? I'm a Rebbe Lazar, I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I feel like a turma says that. Even like this legume, sheshulkan osa shevapam v'ochon osa bikinu oksuda. That you cooked it seven times. Oh, Kirshner, I'm happy you're back. We need you for this, Kirshner. We need you for this. That even the turma that you cooked it seven times, and finally it gets sweet, they would eat it as dessert. Lo asauni banai. My children didn't at least treat me like a tormus. Okay, I cooked them seven times. They violated Yisurim seven times, and they still didn't come back to me. And here we go with the incredible Daf Yomi coincidences. The whole rest of the Daf is filled with unbelievable preparation for Simchas Torah in every which way. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Mishmei de Rabbi Meir. We learned in a Braisa, Nimra Meir. Some rare Agadata in Beitza. Let's enjoy it while we have it. Mipnei ma nitna Torah li Yisrael. Why did Hashem decide to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael? Mipnei shehein azin. Because the Jewish people are stubborn. That's why He gave us the Torah. Now what does this mean? So, Rashi says an interesting pshat. Rashi says, because we're stubborn, we need the Torah to soften us up. We need the Torah to refine us. Because we're stubborn. That's the way Rashi...
Rabbi, it seems like it's the opposite. We're Rachmanim Hashem, go Mechasadim.
Give me a second. So we're Am Kshei Oref. Let's see. So, now, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, why is Torah called Tushia? Pasuk in Yishayahu. Because it's Mateshes Kocho Shel Adam. Torah weakens a person. In the Sefer Torah Chaim, he explains, it doesn't mean that Torah weakens you because of you work so hard in Torah. Like a wood chopper. No. Just the opposite. Durachei Darchei Noam, the ways of Torah are sweet. But what it means is that Torah weakens your physical passion and power, so that you'll have more taste for ruchnius. Because the more a person is into his physical taivas, so the less he could learn. But now, when you learn Torah, what that does is the Torah shows you that all your physical pleasures and taivas are worthless. So it weakens those, so that it adds koach to your neshama to learn more. That's the way the Achronim learn. Now, the Meiri puts this together with the Tormus Gemara and says, even though a person sees he's very far away from being able to learn Torah from Shlemus, he shouldn't stop, just like the Tormus, seven times. He should keep on trying to learn. The person says, Yagati v'lo masasi al tamin Gemara in Megillah. Shari, I feel even the Tormus finally gets sweet after seven tries. So even if a person is very he's very stubborn, don't worry. If he keeps on learning, it'll work out. But the Marsha says differently. The Marsha says that Rav Meir was, why was the Torah given to Klal Yisrael Dafka and not to the other nations? Even though Hashem was Kaf Aleim Har Kigigis, so why did all the other nations rejected it? Why did he force Klal Yisrael to accept it? Because since we have Azus, so we're going to stick to the Torah. Because we're stubborn, we can take it. And even if we get punished with the Yisurim, we're going to still be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Azus. That's why He gives us the Torah, because we're tough. Because we're tough, we're stubborn, we don't give up. And even when a person does an Aveir and he gets punished, he still sticks with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow. Mipnei Shein Azin. So it's two things. Number one, because we're tough, we can learn Torah, because it takes a tough person to learn Torah. Because to learn Torah, you need toughness. Lo abayish and lomi. The second thing is that it weakens us, but we could still stick with it because we're tough. Azus is a bad midah. To be stubborn is a bad midah. But the Ramban says no. The Ramban says is because we're tough, that we don't get knocked down so easily.
So all the tsaras and the gzeras that happened to Klal Yisrael will be able to stand up to the Nisayim. We're not gonna bail out on the Torah. So says the Ramban. Pnei Yeshua also says, Masham Yisrael, that the fact that we're stubborn is a shevach. Like it says about Yehuda ben Tema, says in Pirkei Avos, have az kenomer. We should be strong like a leopard. Last son of Chish Bashamayim, especially about Limud Torah, Shaloh Abay Shalomei. That's why Hashem forced us, because we're Azin, because He saw that that's the best way for us to receive the Torah. And later on, we're going to receive the Berusim. Okay. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Mimino Eish Das Lama. We're going to read this in 4 days. Wow. Parshas Vizos HaBracha. Mamish this week. Mimino Eish Das Lama. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ru'uyin Alalu Shetinasulam Das Eish. Klal Yisrael is ro'uy to have a religion of fire. Das Eish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah from His right hand, which is a religion of fire, because we are ro'uy for this, because we are tough people. So we can take the religion of fire. Ikada Amre, Dasehem Shel Elu Eish. The way Klal Yisrael behaves is like fire. We're stubborn like fire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us from His right hand the Torah because we are like a fiery people. She'el mole nitna Torah. L'Yisrael ein kalum v'lashne kol amim b'fneim. Because we're so tough, had we not had the Torah, we would destroy the world. No nation would be able to stand up to us. So that's why He gave us the Torah. V'hayna d'amar Rebbe Shimon Melakish. Shloisha aznim. This is what Rebbe Shlokish said. There are three things that are very stubborn and tough. Yisrael ba'umos. The Jewish people are the toughest of the nations. Kelev b'chayos. A dog is the toughest and stubborn of the animals. Tarnagol ba'ofos. And the chicken is the toughest of the birds. What was it? Who was it who said it takes a tough man to make a tough chicken? Who was that to make a tender chicken? Who said that? But apparently chickens... Who is that? You guys don't remember the commercial? Takes a tough man to make a tender chicken? Who was that? No? I'm making that up?
Is it Purdue?
Purdue! There we go. Nicely done. Who is that? Eitan? Who had that one?
Zalman,
there we go. Purdue. Okay. Zalman, you must be from my generation. Okay. Very good. So v'yesh omrim af az b'behema daka. I'm sorry. V'yesh omrim af az. That's funny. Af az. Even a goat b'behema daka is the toughest of the light animals. V'yesh omrim af tzlaf b'ilanos. That this tzlaf tree is the toughest of the trees because it produces not only fruit, it also produces leaves that are edible and bark that's edible, so it's a tough tree. Okay, shechta basada lo yiviyena bamot. If you shechted the animal in the field, don't carry it on a pole. Tana rabbanan ein hasuma yotzi b'maklo. A blind person should not carry in the rishus harabim his blind man's stick in his hand below a robe tamilo, and the shepherd shouldn't carry his briefcase. Ve'en yotzin b'kise. Don't carry people on a chair on Yontif, because it's it's like uvda d'chol, it's making a big deal out of these things. Echad ish ve'echad isha. Don't carry a man or a woman. Says, really? Inni, is that really so? V'ashalach Rabbi Yaakov bar-Idi. Zaken echad ayu b'shkunasein. It was an elderly man in our community. V'ya yotze b'gludki shalo. They would carry him in this big chair. Bo v'shalos v'shub ben Levi. V'amar im rabin tzrich. And if people need him, like he has to give a drush, a mutter. V'samchu Rabbi Seinu al Divrei Achishakya, this certain Amora whose name was Achishakya, and they permitted it, even to someone who was Ein Rabbim Tzrichim Lo. The Omar, Ano Afikti L'Rav Huna, I myself carried Rav Huna out in a chair, Mehini L'Shili and Mishili L'Hine, places that were close to each other, even less than the Chum Shabbos. V'amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Ano Afikti L'Mar Shmuel, I carried Shmuel Mishim Shalat to Mitul Shimsha from the sun to the shade and the shade to the sun. So a lot of these people that you see that it's mutter to carry. Answers the Gemara. really you're not allowed to carry somebody in a chair on Yontif. However, Hassam, in all those cases, Kedamar Taima, Imhayu Rabin Tzrichim Lo Mutter. No, it's only because they needed to be carried there for the Jerusha. They needed for Tzarche Rabin. A little bit more. Omar Le, Rav Nachman Lechama Bar Ada, Shliach Tzion, I guess he was a Zionist. I'm like, he used to go to Eretz Yisrael all the time, he was like a Zionist. Kisaka's lesson, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, Akif, Vizil Asulma de Tzor. Make sure you go up near this place called the Ladder of Tzor. It was a steep incline. Vizil Gavid Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. And go ask Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi this Shaila. Uboy when they ask him, Kisei Ma'atun Bey. Are you allowed to carry somebody out in a chair on Yontif? It's like over to the Chol. It's a public desecration. It's not covered for the Yontif. By the time he got there, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi died. Kisalik, but when he went up, Ashchil Rabbi Zreika. Amalei kisei ma'atun bei. What do you hold about carrying people in a chair? Amalei hachiyam Rabbi Ami. If it's rabin tzrichim lo, it's mutter uvavach lo yikasev. But you can't do it in a way that you hold them on the shoulders. Says ben mayavach lo yikasev Rabbi Yosef berei derava ba'alonke. They would have a special way of carrying them. Everybody will put my hands on your shoulders. So that way you shouldn't do it. But in a chair is okay. Says Gemara, any is that really so? V'har Rav Nachman sharele liyalta lamefaga alonke. Rav Nachman permitted his wife, Yalta, to be carried out even on the shoulders. Shani Yalta de Be'isa. She was very scared, so she had to be carried in this more dramatic way. Ameimar Marzutra Mikasli B'Shabbat Adarigla. Ameimar Marzutra, when they would come to the Beis Medrash to give the drasha, so they would carry him in the chair. Mishum B'Asuso. They were also scared, so they would carry them on the shoulders that other way because they were scared. But Amri La Mishum. Some people say because it was Tircha de Tzibura, because people would have to stand up while they were being taken, so they wanted to be taken in the quickest way possible. They couldn't walk so fast. They didn't want people to stand up for them, so that's why they took them in this way. They didn't have to stand up for such a long period of time. Okay, Abosai, we will stop here. Now, I apologize. Can anyone join me at 6:45 a.m. tomorrow morning? Does that work for anybody, or is that too early? Can anyone show up at 6:45?
Possibly, Rabino. Possibly.
Nobody wants to commit. So, hold on, if 6:45 is too early, so we could do a different time. If 6:45 is too early, we could do a different time. What about, let me offer you another time. Let me offer you, instead of 6:45,